Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
No cussing of people or slandering. You say, you know, you blankety blank, 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 blank. Never is that designed to build them up. Right? And make them feel better about this. It's different ways of saying you are nothing. You're nothing. And that's a big lie. Jesus didn't go to the cross and pay the price he did because you're nothing. Amen. And worth nothing. He paid the highest price that's ever been paid for anything. For you. Amen. And for me.
Thank you, God.
And part of the ministry of reconciliation is not to tell people that they're worthless. The devil's doing that all the time. We're to tell people how much God thought of them. Amen. And thinks of them and the lengths he went to. Right? So that they could be reconciled to Him. Our job is not to tear down. Our job is to build up. Amen. And to edify. Yeah. So let's watch our words and not say anything that tears down and makes people feel less. That's what he's talking about here. Verse 23, so if you're offering your gift at the temple altar and you remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift where it is by the altar. Go make peace with your brother. I believe the King James says, be reconciled to your brother. Then come back and offer your gift. Now, this is something we should think about. I don't know how much we have thought about it. He said, if you're bringing an offering, it'd be the comparable thing would be like what we just did a few minutes ago.
Right. Yeah.
Bringing an offering, and because this is our church, this is our place of worship. Bringing an offering, and as you're coming to give, you realize, I did something wrong against so-and-so. Not that you have something against them. This said they have something against you. And you realize, I did that and that hurt them. And I shouldn't have done that. I did this and that was wrong. What did Jesus say? Lay your offering aside. Get that fixed first. Then bring your offering. Why? Why you got to get it fixed first? What difference does it make? Y'all are quiet. How many believe the words of Jesus?
Yes.
Should we take this seriously?
Yes.
Yeah. Need to get it fixed first?
Yes.
Now see, a lot of times people think, well, you know, I love the Lord and me and him just like that. But all these other people I can't stand. Well, that's convenient because, but that's not what the Scripture says. The Scripture says if you love God and you hate your brother, you're a liar. Lying about what? You're lying about loving God. Go to 1 Peter, please. Third chapter. 1 Peter 3 and 1. He's talking to husbands and wives here in this passage. 1 Peter 3, 1, he said, wives, be in subjection to your own husbands. If any obey not the word, they may without the word be won by the conversation or lifestyle of the wives. Verse 7, likewise you husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor to the wife as unto the weaker vessel and as being heirs together of the grace of life. Does that sound like wives and husbands treating each other well? Treating each other nice, treating each other well. Then he tells you one of the reasons why. Why? That your prayers be not hindered. So, if Phyllis and I are fussing and fighting and being mean to each other, could our prayers be hindered? Yes. Yeah. What about you? Yes. Yeah. Well, Jesus, why would Jesus say, don't bring your offering yet? Get that straightened out with them first. Then bring your offering. Why? Because it can hinder your offering. It can hinder your prayer. It can hinder your offering. It's not just being right with God, but He also expects us to treat each other right. Why? Because they're His child just like you are. Any parents in here, love your child. Love your children. Yes? Well, even though they say, well, I love you, Mama, I love you, Daddy, but they treat their sister or brother like dirt and they're hurting them, can that affect their relationship with you? Yes, it can. They still love you, but they're not okay with how you're treating brother or sister. Go with me to 1 John, please. 1 John, 1st chapter, verse 3. 1 John 1, 3 says, that which we have seen and heard declare we to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. Everybody say fellowship.
Fellowship.
Now that's what we've been talking about the whole time. When we say reconciled to God, you're talking about changing from being at odds with God to being in fellowship with God. In fellowship. He said, truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Keep reading. And these things write we to you that your joy may be full. You don't have joy when you have fought and fought and fought and you're not even on speaking terms. You don't have joy. But man, when everything's right between you and God, and everything's right between you and your people, can you see this? You cannot just have some joy, you can have fullness of joy. Your joy can be full. Things won't give you this. You can have the latest, greatest clothes, house, cars, and it won't make you joyful. People think it will, but it won't. You can't even enjoy a good car unless the Lord's riding with you. You need, anybody know what I'm talking about? And no matter what you got, if you've been so mean to everybody that nobody else will come to your party, nobody else will ride in the car with you. Right? That takes a lot of the fun out of it too. A big part of enjoying a better house, a better car, all this, is people. What do you want to do immediately? You want to let somebody know, right? I got this. Come see it. Come, let's take a ride. Come, let's grill in the backyard, right? What? Come rejoice with me. Come share it with me. So it's not just the thing that you're enjoying so much. You're enjoying fellowship. Oh, come on, can you see this? Your joy really comes with the fellowship with the Father and the people, and the thing is secondary. Keep reading. This is the message which we have heard of Him and declare to you, God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. Oh, this is a powerful, powerful phrase. How much darkness is in Him?
None.
Not any. Not any. Not even any tiny amount. None at all. And so when people try to imply that God has a dark side, you shut that off. Don't you hear a word of that? It simply is not true. In Him is no darkness at all. Verse 6, if we say we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, what's going on? We're lying about what? We're lying about fellowshipping with Him. Why? Because we're walking in darkness. And we're not doing the truth. Keep going. But if we walk in the light as He's in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin so that there's nothing between us and Him. When God's looking at you and you've received, you've repented and you've received His forgiveness, His cleansing, His washing, even if you messed up since you were born again, you confess that and you repented, you received. When He's fellowshipping with you, He's not seeing anything you did wrong. Oh, come on, are y'all with me? He's, as you're talking to Him and praying to Him, He doesn't have in the back of His mind what all the stuff, bad stuff you did last year or the year before. He does not. He's seeing you in the righteousness of Christ. He's seeing you. Why? Because Jesus did it so you could be reconciled to the Father and you received it. Oh, somebody say, I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. That's as long as we're walking in the light. Listen to another way of describing this. To him that knows to do good and does it not, to him it's sin. What does that mean? Well, what you know and see is light. Sin is violation of light. Keep going, verse 9. If we confess our sins. Now you need to connect this with the previous verses. What sin? You were walking in darkness. You were violating light. If you're doing that, what do you need to do? Some people would say nothing. Just be glad Jesus has paid for everything. But no, this says if we confess it. Why? Why does it need to be dealt with? We need to go all the way back to the garden. When Adam and Eve disobeyed God, listened to the devil instead of obeying God, why didn't He just say, you know, you messed up, but let's just forget about it and go on? Why didn't He just do that? I'm getting looks from all over the crowd. People say, yeah, what's wrong with that? The wages of sin is death. God is the righteous judge of all the earth. No matter how much He loves you or me, He won't pervert justice. He won't do anything that's not right for you, for me, or anybody. He'd change who He is if He did. And He had told them, is that right? He told them, if you disobey in the day you eat of that, you'll die. So if they don't die, He's a liar.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation, in its entirety, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 4th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.